open enrollment season is coming up. To find out a little bit of that, we've got help from Rebecca Madsen, who's the Chief Consumer Officer of United Healthcare. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
All right. So what is officially the open enrollment season? And is this for our, this is our workplace healthcare, or is this related to other government healthcare too?
So open enrollment's the time in the fall when you pick your benefits for the coming year. So if you're in an employer-based plan, it usually starts around now and can go for the next couple months. Medicare starts in the middle of October and goes to the middle of December. And then in exchange, if you're in an exchange-based plan, it's November and December. And it's a great time to be able to look at your life and make smart choices for the year ahead.
So how do we review that? What are the questions we're asking the people with the plans, or maybe just ourselves, as to what we're looking for?
Sure. Well, first is look at changes. We know so much, obviously, has changed in the world, so you may want more comprehensive coverage than you had previously. But also take time to look at your own life. Are you sicker? Are you healthier? Have you taken new medication? So just take a check on where you are so you make sure that your plan fits you. The second thing to look at is cost. And people often know what premiums are. That's the amount that comes out of your paycheck. But also look at the plan's copays and deductibles. That's the amount that you pay out of your pocket before insurance kicks in. So make sure you're aware of that. And then the last thing is coverage. Make sure, write down all the providers you use and the medications you take, and make sure that your providers are in network and the medications you take are on the plan's formulary.
How has what we've been going through, or even the existence of COVID-19, kind of changed what we might be looking at?
So there's a full range of how people feel about COVID-19 and their health plans. 44% of people say that they want to change the plan that they're in. But also, it's a really important time to look at things such as wellness programs. There's never been a more crucial time to stay healthy. So look, if your employer offers a wellness program, about 70% of people do. Also, people, when we asked them, we did a survey and we said, what activities are you doing during COVID? 68% of people were walking. We know that that's a good activity, that you can social distance. And you can often earn incentives for taking activities such as walking. So look for those plans that your employer offered. Another thing that's changed a lot, you may have used it, a lot of people have, is telehealth. We find 91% of people are interested in it now compared to only 39% a year ago. So that is a great chance for people to get the care they want, not have to go to a doctor's office, be able to access it from their home 24/7. So look for plans that also offer telehealth.
Are plans being promoted that way? In other words, are they moving that up front as one of the benefits? Is this something that they might bury along all the other things? I mean, it seems to be something that I don't ever remember seeing that in any of the particular documents or information previously.
Yeah, so digital health, we know overall, has really become a lot more prominent in recent years, both for the self-service that people can do and also for offering things such as telehealth. During COVID, when there was a period when it was only for essential care, many of the plans really started to promote the availability of telehealth. It's a less expensive option, and we also saw that a lot of carriers waived the cost of telehealth, so it's become a lot more prominent. So maybe you didn't hear about it a year ago and because you weren't looking for it, but now with so many consumers interested in telehealth as an option, it's really become a lot more prominent and people are focusing on it more.
Rebecca, are there a lot of differences from plan to plan, whether it's an individual or maybe family-based?
Yes, yeah, so what's important when you're looking at plans is plans do vary a lot. Like I was talking about before, the deductible is one way that the plans vary. And you may have a higher deductible if you're somebody that's a younger person that doesn't use care as much. You may want to look for that higher deductible plan because your premiums are often less. If you have a family-based plan or you have somebody that's ill and has an acute or chronic illness in your family, you may want to plan with a lower deductible because although your premium goes up, you get coverage faster. And so that's two things to consider based on where you are in your life.
There might be a lot of people that also have been out of work, so their health coverage has changed. They have to go find it from somewhere else. How's that working this year?
That's a great question. So if you're somebody that just unfortunately got furloughed or laid off or lost your job during COVID, you can always look for COBRA benefits. That's an extension of your current plan where you pay the premium, but you get the rate that you would have had at your job. You can also look for an exchange-based plan. These are, you know, what was commonly known as Obamacare. If you have November and December, spend time and look at what your state offers. It's what's called an exchange plan, and there are a lot of options there to get coverage.
So people want to find out more about what we've talked about or even just sort of getting their ideas in order, where's a good place to get some of that?
We have a website called uhcopenenrollment.com. There's a lot of useful information, tips. It's available to anyone. So visit that site and you can learn more about open enrollment.
Rebecca, we appreciate your time this morning, getting people thinking about it as the seasons change, and so the open enrollments will soon be upon us. Thank you very much.
Sure. Happy to be here.